Van Andel Education Institute, on behalf of the Van Andel Research Institute. Every month we talk with experts. Jim Nicolette, you would be associate director of the Institute. We'll talk about the Academy and more. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Happy summer to you. Our topic today is the VAEI Science Academy and the Next Gen Inquiry. So first of all, what is your background, Jim? Remind us your role at the Van Andel Education Institute.
Okay. Well, this is my 42nd year in education, and have been a middle and high school science teacher, middle and high school principal, assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction before coming to the Institute about 5 years ago. And my role at the Institute is to oversee the programming at the Science Academy.
Obviously, we know that researchers are hard at work looking for cures and doing their research, but we forget that you are an educational institution as well in preparing future minds. So I'll say the word school. Another school year is beginning soon. So let's talk about the academic programs available through the Science Academy.
Well, we have four different programs that we offer for students. We have our cohort program, which is our flagship program, and we run those year-round. We actually have cohorts running this summer, and students are in that program. When they sign up, they come in as fourth or fifth graders, and they're actually with us for 3 years. So they come back. So students who are in the cohort that's running right now, this is their third year coming back during the summer. We have a first-year cohort starting here in a couple of weeks, and then we'll kick off our fall programming in September, and then we also run spring programs that start in January. A little odd time to call it spring, but that's when we start the cohort. We also offer field experience, where classrooms of students can come in and conduct an investigation and meet with a scientist. We have Science on Saturday, which is a program that partners an adult with a child, and they come in anywhere from an hour and a half to about 3.5 hours, depending on the age of the child, and the adult and the child conduct an investigation facilitated by our staff. And then we also have a high school journal club, and this is a program where we bring in advanced high school students and their teachers, and we help them to understand how to read cutting-edge research articles, how to analyze those, present and discuss those articles, as well as getting them into the laboratory to conduct some research and meeting with our research scientists as well.
Are these kids that want to be there?
For the most part, yes. But we do recruit, for example, in our cohort program. We populate that program based on the Grand Rapids Census because we want a very diverse population. And so we actually work with Grand Rapids Public Schools, and they help us to recruit students, and we connect with families, help them to learn about our program. So we do at times get students who are not all that fired up about science until they get in and they start working in our program, and then they find out what science is really about, and they absolutely love it.
Awareness in general, when we're not aware, we may not know. So thank you for doing that. Let's talk, Jim, about some of the professional development programs that educators can benefit from at the Science Academy.
Yeah, professional development has been an area of tremendous growth for us over the last few years. We started out several years ago working with just a handful of teachers. We're to the point now where we're working with 35 school districts in Michigan, Illinois, and out on the West Coast. We're moving from face-to-face has been predominantly our mode of delivery, but now we're moving to more blended and online. And so we've been taking what we've been doing face-to-face and developing online professional development so that we can reach a broader audience.
So I know when we talked last, you had just launched Next Gen Inquiry. So let's talk about Next Gen and perhaps maybe the type of feedback you've gotten from teachers and students. You're going to soon celebrate a year here.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be here coming up in about a week. We'll be a year old, and Next Gen Inquiry is our online platform. It's our web-based platform. Really has four components to it. It has our professional development piece there. Also has an active teacher community where teachers can interact with other like-minded professionals and learn from each other. We have a resource library that we populate with all of the instructional materials and resources that we use through our professional development and to help people to implement our instructional models for practice-based science. And then we also have classroom software, interactive software that teachers and students can use that's designed specifically to support the implementation of our science and engineering instructional models. And the feedback has been extremely positive. In fact, we just held some focus groups here over the last few weeks with folks who have been using the software. They absolutely love it. And we're continuing to make improvements. And in fact, our version 2 is going to be released here shortly. One of the major improvements is the opportunity for teachers to assign students to groups, and they can edit investigations simultaneously. So the students can be working in a team, and there's this real-time editing that can go on in the group.
Yep. The online presence must be part of a curriculum, I would think. Talking with Jim Nicolet, Van Andel Education Institute Associate Director with the VAEI Science Academy Next Gen Inquiry Conversation. But I always do have to ask about other new developments at the Van Andel Education Institute, perhaps what might be on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've just hired a new full-time director, Tara Tarango, who has joined us here within the last few weeks. She has a very strong background in the educational field, in publishing, professional development, those areas, and really is going to be helping us with our national initiative and expanding our footprint. We also have a really interesting partnership that we have joined with C.A. Frost, which is a part of Grand Rapids Public Schools. We're providing training for the teachers there, and we're also going to be providing student programming, which will kick off this year. We're very excited about that, and that's a wonderful partnership, and we feel very fortunate to be involved with that. We're also working with several other regional educational agencies, intermediate school districts, and educational service agencies to put together a science training initiative on the west side of the state here. So we've got a lot of things in the works and continue to expand our support for changing the way science is being taught in classrooms, not only in our state but across the country.
So you miss those days of perhaps summers off as a teacher?
Well, you know, that's been a long time since I've had a summer off, because I was an administrator for many, many years, and administrator, we don't get the summers off. So no, I love what I do, and I love working year-round.
Certainly obvious. Thank you very much. How can people learn more about the Science Academy, Next Gen Inquiry, and how can they support the Education Institute under the Van Andel Research Institute?
Yeah, going to our website at vai.org. You can learn more about our student programs and other offerings here, as well as visiting Next Gen Inquiry. That's NextGenInquiry.org if you want to learn more about the Next Gen Inquiry platform. We always welcome support. We've had donors who have been actually supporting schools in the purchase of Next Gen Inquiry, as well as others who support our student programs. And we welcome that support. It really helps us to reach more students and always looking for folks to partner with in those efforts.
Awesome. Stay cool, Jim Nicolet. Thanks on behalf of you as an associate director with the Van Andel Education Institute, our regular segment here with the VARI. Enjoy the rest of your summer days. We'll speak in August.
Okay. Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate it.